House State Affairs will come to order. Secretary, call a roll.
Dietrich.
Here.
Frost.
Here.
Warnos.
Here.
Gillespie. Haley.
Here.
Hargens. Kraus.
Here.
Michaels. Miles. O'Brien.
Here.
Rave.
Here.
Dykstra.
Here.
Roden.
Here. Quorum is present. I believe you received a copy of the minutes, comments, or action on those. Moved by Dietrich, second by Rave. Approval of the minutes. Comments on that motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Minutes are so approved. Before we get started today, I wanted to take a minute to express my gratitude on behalf of this committee for our Secretary Clara. And as a token of our appreciation, we got you this plant. You can hide behind me.
Somebody must know I like houseplants.
To you and Dave both, we very much appreciate the service to this committee and keeping us in line and for all the help. I think you've done a great job. Let's get right to business. I think all we have today is summer study topics. I think given in lieu of the fact that we've passed a number of task force bills this year, I question how much latitude we'll have for summer studies. I think there are a number of them, but regardless, we'll open the floor for suggestions for summer studies. Before we do that, I'm going to get rid of that. I would open the floor to anybody that has any thoughts or ideas for summer study. I guess Dale will be up here shortly, too. He won't.
Yeah, they brought one up in Ag that they said should be in the State Affairs, not Federal Affairs.
It was the Economic Development.
Do you remember what that was?
Oh,
yeah,
we brought up a number of things.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Dietrich.
A couple things have been brought to me lately was standing committees. If we need to look at the standing committees that we have, we have a number of issues coming on economic development. We have a number of issues that come on higher education, especially dealing with the regents. And there's the education people tell me they don't really feel like they're equipped to handle all the regents and all the K through 12 educational things that come up, that time-wise, the number of bills and complexity of them, so they wonder if there should be another standing committee that just looks at higher education, economic development. We have a whole host of issues that come on economic development, and people have expressed an interest as to whether or not we should have a standing committee that deals strictly with economic development. And so I'm just throwing out the thought that, do we have the right mix right now in the standing committees that we have, or should that be looked at and should it be changed?
Any comments on that? Representative Dykstra.
I think there is some justification for periodic review of the legislature's organization. I don't know what the mechanism or the means of doing that, whether we have that capability within our own e-board, or whether we need to actually have a whole summer study to determine whether we need a different committee or a new committee. I think probably that's an issue that the speakers might have a view specifically on that subject, but I've often wondered some of the things that happen, particularly with economic development. I mean, they can all come here, but there are tax implications. There are in South Dakota, many of them have ag implications. So I think it's worth exploring. I'm just not, I don't know whether it needs a summer study or it just needs a speaker's review.
I think that's probably accurate, a speaker's review or a review of the e-board. And I would guess that maybe it might be appropriate for the e-board to broach the subject and maybe take some direction from them as far as recommendations or where it goes. Representative Dietrich?
Well, I think that makes a lot of sense, but that's also the reason why I'm bringing it up right now and discussing it.
Absolutely. I agree. Representative Haley?
I mean, as a committee, we could recommend to the e-board that it do that kind of review. And the e-board's always looking for stuff to do, so.
I agree. I think that's an appropriate thing for this committee to make a recommendation to the e-board that they review the standing committees and some, along with some of the suggestions and parameters and, that we've set out here. Any other discussion on that item? Representative Krause.
Well, I think it sounds like a reasonable idea, and I wonder if not only higher ed, but just education in general, our task force will be actually finished at the end of next year, right? I mean, education is such a huge thing that maybe it should just be something that's ongoing. I don't know.
Representative Dietrich. Dykstra.
I think you would find it hard to distinguish between an ongoing education task force and the reality. We'll get studies every year on the subject, so I don't know that that makes much difference. I think we just choose every year what the focus is going to be for that year, but there's always some study going on in education. But I take your other point. I think the... apart from the question of whether the higher ed or Board of Regents needs a needs its own standing committee focus so that people can come to grips with that as a subject matter, I don't think that this is the year for us to be adding anything to the education study because of the task force focus.
Any other comments on that subject? Any other, anybody else have any ideas for summer study? Representative Rave.
Just briefly, I know we have one every year, and I'm not sure if that's the right way to do it again, but you know, with the Amendment E looming out there and the ramifications of that and the collapse probably of the tax structure that we have currently is D, whatever. Is there any reason to look at is there any reason to have a task force that, and I know your bill died a slow and painful death over in the Senate. Is there
thanks for picking the scab that was just slightly starting to form.
Do you think there's any reason or maybe change the scope of that, looking at the whole the ramifications of if Amendment D is in doggy passes or, I don't know, any other tax classifications or how we, I don't know how we get our arms around that. I know we do it every year and it doesn't seem, you know, we've had the study of the 150%, study of the property taxes in general. And I don't know if we ever, you know, I think we had one product this year and of course we couldn't even, you know, just wouldn't make it through. And I don't know if it's worth looking at it again, but I think there's some real huge ramifications for the state if Amendment D passes, and I don't know if we should try and get our arms around that before the whole system collapses or not.
Yeah, you know, I agree that there will be ramifications depending on whether that passes or not. I wonder what the ramifications are if we were to, you know, if you were to organize a summer study in light of the fact that that's going to be on the ballot. I mean, not knowing whether it's going to pass, whether it's going to fail, the public relations that creates, having people discussing this, I don't know.
I just thought of it while I was sitting here, and I don't know.
Representative Dykstra.
I would suggest that it would be ill-timed to do that in advance of the election. I think it will be very clear. If it fails, then it was a waste of time to study what would have happened. If it succeeds, then we've got a real situation to deal with, and it will need a lot more than a summer study.
Yeah, I tend to agree. And if it passes, we'll indeed need to do a great deal of work to turn that sow's ear into a silk purse. Because if you read that amendment, it puts a lot of stuff in our laps to try and fix. And the proponents of that amendment will tell you that this is just a structure that it'll be up to the legislature to write the laws to make it work. Which to me, I'm editorializing a little bit, but it seems like, you know, the people that are proponents are blaming the legislature for their ineffectiveness of solving the problem. And that's the same legislature that they expect to come to and make this deal work. But the following year, and then assume that's if it passes, if it fails, then indeed maybe that's the time for a summer study and look at, you know, depending on that vote. You know, we dodged a bullet, but it's time we start looking at some solutions to specific areas. Representative Dykstra.
But a couple of things that come to mind. I think one, this whole area of economic development, I think, is ripe for review. We've got a system which the bedrock of South Dakota's development incentives is essentially the Ready Fund, which has been a very successful and popular program, but it's been where it is and in this condition that it is for a number of years. Maybe it's time for the legislature to look at. This has always been the purview of the governor, but it may be time for the legislature to look at the tools that the state has for economic development. Are they right for the 21st century? Is it something that taking a kind of a comprehensive look from the legislative standpoint on the economic development incentives. Now, something in the back of my mind tells me that this may not be an entirely new idea. I mean, maybe we did this a few years back, but not in my tenure, so I'm just throw that out for discussion as a potential subject. And then at the risk of being parochial and Bill that hasn't died yet, the whole international trade area is probably, I think, hit a nerve. There were obviously been a lot of discussion about it, a lot of interest, and I wonder if that's something that we could, that the summer study could address and see what South Dakota's, what is the scope of international trade in manufacturing companies, how many are doing it, how many want to do it, what are the tools available to the state to help. Are we getting the message out? You know, what are we doing everything we could be doing to help our economy join the rest of the world?
I'm green enough at this. Do you want to? Should we make motions as far as items that we want to put up as items for summer study, candidates for summer study?
Up to you. You can do it that way, or the way the Senate State Affairs Board did it this morning is they just took suggestions and the chair was just going to write a letter spelling out the suggested study topics from the committee.
Well, I assume you're going to write that letter.
Huh? Actually, the chair was writing the letter, but I can help you out.
So let it be written. Representative Parkins.
Well, the way we did it in Ag, and I liked how it worked over there, we kicked around I don't know, four or five, didn't we, Tom? And we took the top two.
Okay.
And I thought that, that handled it really well.
Okay.
Seems to me that's how we did it last year. We actually had a vote.
Yeah, I recall that also. We haven't, other than what you just suggested as far as foreign trade, your discussion, Tom, was that, do you look at that as a recommendation for any a summer study, or is that just a recommendation to the e-board?
I think that's just a recommendation to the e-board, and it could be stated as such, just to look at all the standing committees and what okay. they cover and see if we need to change the standing committees in any way. If I may, if I could add on to what Representative Dykstra said, yes. I think when we look at economic development, we need to look at what is rural economic development in this state at this point in time and focus on rural economic development. I think we're doing a lot for the more urban areas in the state, and that's good, and we need to be doing that, but I think we also need to focus on the rural and maybe not to detract from what Representative Dykstra was saying concerning the international or the manufacturing and all of that, but quite frankly, those of us who live in rural South Dakota, as we travel through it, it seems to be drying up and going backwards. It always looks like the worst part of fall, as if the leaves have dried up and fallen away and are blowing away at the same time out there. You know, the people are leaving. They aren't staying. And I think we need a major focus on rural South Dakota, and we need to concentrate on rural South Dakota. And that may mean within economic development, within the governor's office, and it may mean different laws that need to be passed as far as the Ready Fund or the microloans or whatever. You know, when you look at the Ready Fund, to elaborate on what Representative Dykstra was talking about, I think any bank in the state, if it had the balances and the loss ratio of the Ready Fund, would probably be just amazed. You know, that to me was always something that was supposed to take loans on that no bank would take on, and it has a loss ratio that's just unreal in the sense of they don't lose many loans out of there. These are almost always ironclad, it seems like, kinds of loans. It's just the opposite of what it should be. You look at some of the microloans, and that's, I could go on and on, but I think suffice to say I'm in agreement with Representative Dykstra, but I think we need to look at rural South Dakota very closely.
Representative
Dykstra.
I understand the, I know where you live. I drive through rural South Dakota. I know that's perhaps a bigger demographic issue. I mean, maybe that's a separate subject. I happen to know there are significant resources in organizations whose sole dedication is rural economic development. I would propose that we not separate the two. And I think you're probably right. Sioux Falls economic development probably doesn't need a lot of study, but there isn't much else that isn't rural, and it's surprising how many non-ag projects, non-ag companies are in the small towns around. I would caution the committee to if you get too focused, we can have that as part of the study. But we don't want to miss the opportunities of something that may not be strictly commodity processing, sort of value-added ag. There's lots of other stuff that helps our communities. The question is, how do you get them to want to go there? How do you get the employment base to get them to make them viable? I think that's all a very good subject. There are lots of resources available that we could study.
Yep.
The question is really which ones are the state using, and are the state's tools tuned to what we need?
Let's not get too sidetracked on debates on particulars on these. We're just throwing out concepts for summer studies, and we have a limited amount of time. Representative Haley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was I think maybe Representative Dykstra just answered it. I was, as I was listening to him, I was wondering, you know, what the focus was. And in his last statement, I think he said what his focus was. So I do think there's value to this. As Representative Dykstra guessed, there was a study like this in the early 90s, which resulted in several of the programs that you're now talking about. The Ready Fund was already in place. Governor Mickelson had brought that. But the summer study led to, there was a venture capital fund, the microloan. There was a Quest program that has now gone away, but it helped establish some private venture capital programs through incentives. So, you know, maybe it is time to take another look at this.
Okay. Other ideas? Representative Rave, your discussion, do you want to propose that as any type of summer study or discuss that any further?
Well, not necessarily. I probably didn't phrase it right. I don't know that it specifically would have been an issue to just get our arms around Amendment D, but more the entire issue again of, you know, and maybe we do it every year. Maybe we do it every year for a reason. It's important. I mean, you know, I don't know that we have our arms around the entire property tax structure and how that works. And I don't know. I don't necessarily need to move it forward as an official. Like I said, we've done it the last 3 years I've been here. We've had a task force on either the 150% or property tax in general. And I don't know. Maybe we don't gain anything by it. So maybe it should take a year off.
Be interesting to see what suggestions come out of the tax committee also in that regard. Any other ideas? Well, I don't see any. I don't feel any need to belabor to try and manufacture an idea to come out of this committee. I think that maybe that is a good suggestion for one concept to come out of this committee. Unless somebody else has something else that's weighing on them. Seeing none, I wanted to just take a minute or so, since this is the last minute, last meeting of the State Affairs for this year, to thank each and every one of them. The members of this committee. I take a lot of pride in this committee and the members on this committee, especially seeing how it is so obviously and blatantly partisan. And given that and our ability and the issues that we deal with and the contention that we deal with, that we still function as well as we do, and we've had, I think we've had a good year. I think we've had a good relationship among the committee members, and it's worked well. And I think it's because of the composure of the individuals on this committee. And so I wanted to take a minute to say thank you to all of you. Anything else before we adjourn?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I would just take liberty of speaking for the committee and saying that I think we owe a debt of gratitude to you for your leadership. I defer to our colleagues, a minority, to know for sure, but has been my feeling that it's been run fairly. We've dealt with some tough issues. We've not always split on party lines. We've all been subjected to some pressure, and I think you've helped to shelter us from some of that as we dealt with some of these issues, and I appreciate your leadership in this committee.
Well, thank you. Anything else before we call it a day? Representative Harkins.
Mr. Chairman, I would just echo your assistant's remarks on behalf of the minority. We appreciate the fairness that you've used when you've dealt with members of our caucus who have come forward with issues through here, whether they were something that we all knew beforehand that were going to go down or whether they were most assuredly going to have a lot of debate and had a lot of merit. and going to go on down to the floor. And we appreciate the decorum that you've used here and all of the members on your side as well as ours. And it's been a good committee. Probably not quite as good as Ag, but just about.
Okay.
Thank you, Representative Harkins.
If there's nothing else to come before the committee, I would take a motion to adjourn. Moved by Hargan and seconded by Rave. Comments? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting is adjourned.